Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin. I am obsessed with them on Instagram because it is such a weird relationship if you just look at the Instagram stories and his Instagram. So she constantly, every single day, just does Instagrams of the kids. You know, they have four kids. She's pregnant with the fifth right now. And then once in a while, she'll throw a picture of herself in which she looks fantastic, head to toe, hair, makeup, all of that. And then a picture of Alec where he's kind of like holding a kid, but the kid's falling and he's got a face like, you know, where he doesn't look good, or you could see his belly hanging over, or he's in like a weird position. So it's always a terrible picture of him and a gorgeous picture of her and lots of stuff about their kids who apparently run around the house naked on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So they're living out there in the Hamptons. Every day they're out at the pool or they're like running around. Like they seem to have, they're having a really good life. They're having a lot of fun, those kids. And she's a great mom. She's really into like playing games and whatever. But the minute Alec comes in, she waits until he has like, he's about to take a bite of something or he's got like a weird photo up. You know what I mean? Like he's just, he's not posed. And that's the photo that she will take and post. So I didn't know what that was about. And then yesterday, he doesn't post a lot of pictures of the two of them. He finally posted a picture this week of the two of them where he's laughing and he looks charming and happy and he's in a suit. And she looks a little weird and awkward, so much so that I couldn't figure out if it was her or not. And he just wrote, this one. So I was like, this is an interesting picture because she looks bad, he looks good. And then I read down and I find she commented, and she wrote, I think this is another example of you posting something when you like how you look in a photo and I look like a clown.
But she can do it all day long and he can't say anything about it.
Exactly. It's the weirdest, but to me, it's the weirdest relationship. The whole relationship is going on Instagram and I can't tell if they're trolling us or if I'm onto something.
No, I blame these guys who date or marry women half their age. That's what they get. Their whole life is going to be now on Instagram or TikTok. It's just like Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Lee is in his 50s, late 50s. He just got married to a 20 something.
Oh, no.
So they put up maybe 10 to 12 TikToks a day.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, he's just sitting there and you can hear her going, let's do a TikTok, you know?
Oh, God.
That's what you get when you date somebody half your age. You're going to spend your whole life on TikTok and Instagram. It's your fault.
But the thing is, it's weird that she has this thing where, like, she likes to post pictures where she looks great and he looks terrible. And the one time he gets her back, she calls him out on it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't figure out whether I'm onto something about, like, when we hear they've broken up, I could point to this and be like, see, it was out there. But then I think, of course they're happy. They're having their fifth child. He keeps having babies with her. So she looks really happy. She looks happy with the kids. She looks happy with her life. She looks happy being pregnant. She keeps having babies with Alec Baldwin. It's weird. He's the oldest of what, like 5 or 6 kids himself. So obviously he's always wanted a big family.
Yeah, and I don't think once you pass 3 kids, you guys have to stay together. You have 5 kids. That's a hard one to get a divorce.
Think about like this. One kid, like when he divorced Kim Basinger and they had the one kid, you know, that he called a thoughtless little pig, if you remember, Ireland Baldwin. You know, I mean, how much did that really cost him? She had her own career, her own money, and it was only the one kid.
Right.
You know, now he's not going anywhere with 5 kids.
No. No, because that child support itself would kill you.
He's 62 years old, and he's running after 4 little tiny kids and another baby on the way. Like, at 62, you really want to be, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, I wouldn't do it now.
And they're stuck in quarantine right now, so you just can't leave. And he's not the most even-tempered guy.
This whole thing where they're trolling each other back and forth with these photos on Instagram, he's somebody like I wouldn't want to poke that bear.
I can imagine them getting into a fight, her being pregnant and him being Alec Baldwin. I can't imagine their fights.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. They're in a house, pretty isolated. There's not a lot of neighbors around them. And it's him, his pregnant 35-year-old wife, and 4 kids under the age of 7 running around. Like every single day, every single day, those kids want to be entertained every single day.
Mm-hmm. And that's the people that really want school to start in a couple of months. You know, I'm complaining about now people shouldn't go back to school. But yeah, if I had right. five kids, please, God, send them back to school. I need some peace and quiet. I've been locked in his house since April.
Well, my entertainment is watching Hilaria Baldwin on her Instagram stories. I'm obsessed.
So do you follow her or him or both?
Follow both of them. He only posts on his Instagram feed. He doesn't have a lot of stories. She does the stories. Remember, she's 35. She's a millennial. So she's always on the Instagram stories every day. Mm-hmm. There's so many of them, you know, and it's weird because I'm like, I don't know her and I don't know these kids. And I, you know me, I'm not like a kid person, but here I am watching the life of these children every single day. Like, oh, look at that. Raphael and Romeo are in the pool again. You know what I mean? Like, I should know the names of a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old and what they're up to. Like, there's something kind of creepy about the fact that she's making me watch this.
Well, he was on Stern a couple of months ago, and or maybe a month ago, and he had to do the whole interview in the bathroom because it's the only way he could get away from everybody was to put the computer on the toilet and do the interview. And the whole time he's doing the interview, she's in the background. She's got to be on camera and be heard the whole time.
Imagine once that interview was over and the cameras were off.
He's just like, I just went to the bathroom. Leave me alone.
But the fact that he had to be in a bathroom, so I'm sure the audio was terrible. You know what I mean? The bathroom probably sounded like an echo chamber.
Right. And he's on Zoom without a mic. So
no.
It's totally echoing. But she's got to be in the background the whole time because he can't do it by himself. She's got to be there also.
Right. See, this is what I'm telling you.
So I wonder when they're doing that, who's watching the kids? And I guarantee they have nannies. So do they have nannies that live with them that can't leave?
It's just the two of them and kids. I mean, if there is a nanny, I haven't seen one, but she would show us. She'd be like, and here, you know, here's Martha. She's our nanny. No, there's nobody else there. Excuse me. You don't want Alec Baldwin around a nanny.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
You don't want him having an out.
Oh, yeah. That's what you don't need is a not pregnant nanny.